This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. You just dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so do feel free to Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So we got a couple different disasters to talk about here. One of them may involve your personal information, the Equifax hack. 143 million people apparently affected by this. And then there's also the looming Irma, the hurricane down there in South Florida, or what will likely be very soon in South Florida. The rain, I'm sure, has already kicked into high gear.
Miami Island is going to be a very popular tourist destination in a few years.
Why is that? Oh, well, I see what you're saying.
Miami Island. It's currently not an island.
I didn't know there was a Miami Island. I thought there might have been a Miami Island. I don't know anything about that part of Florida, so, you know. They have islands. It could have been a Miami
Island. Sounds like there's not going to be any Florida left.
They have a Miami Beach, so I believe that there might have been a Miami Island.
There is an island in Miami.
Yeah.
But it's not called Miami Island.
What's that called?
South Beach.
That's an island?
It might technically be a peninsula. There might be like, you know, half an inch of land that connects it, gotcha. But it basically looks like an island on a map.
So, yeah, things are looking pretty bad out there. I think you guys reported last night that they've been opening up the shoulders on I-75 northbound to just allow more people to exit out of the situation down there. A lot of people obviously leaving the area. Some people, of course, going to stick it out, man. They're going to have the most epic hurricane party they possibly can have and throw caution to the wind. If you were down there, what would you do? Would you stay or go?
I'd leave.
Well, it depends on what part of the state. You know, if I were in the affected area and I were able to leave, I would do so.
I wonder how fast that traffic's going northbound up the interstate.
Slow.
The pictures I saw look pretty choked up. Lots of people trying
to leave. Right, and generally, you know, a picture of traffic, you're not going to see cars actually moving.
Yeah, that's true.
So any picture of traffic is going to make it look like it's a standstill, unless they intentionally do that weird distorted blur thing.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, when there's every single car filled in every space on the road, you know that's slow going. You don't have to see the actual video.
Right, and
bumper to bumper.
There's actually some kind of mathematic explanation for why traffic slows down when a lot of cars get on the road. And it has something to do with, you know, people's brains of, oh, I don't want to get too close to that car, and if I'm going too fast, then, you know, the reaction speed and this and that, so people intentionally slow down.
Yeah,
it's like
you got to use more caution.
But when you go through a tunnel, you know, you're going to slow down because
you can't see as much, it's darker.
Right. Same thing with these evacuation things. Traffic just becomes a standstill. There was something several years ago in China where the Chinese government made like an eight lane super highway. And as soon as they opened it up, there was a traffic jam that was a traffic jam for about 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wasn't there some sort of traffic issue with the United Kingdom where
probably
all the main roads were like basically a standstill because it, like, somehow there's too many cars on the road or something?
I don't know. When would that have happened?
I don't know.
Recently?
Yeah, I think so. Or so, I might be thinking of a movie plot.
More than 17,000, this is according to weather.com, more than 17,000 Florida state troopers are patrolling the roads around the state, supposedly to help keep traffic flowing, although if they pull somebody over, that'll make the traffic slow down even more.
Right.
The Florida Department of Transportation has authorized vehicles to use the shoulder lanes on Interstate 75 for a roughly 150-mile stretch. Apparently contraflow is the name, is still forbidden. I had to go look that up. Contraflow is where they would open up the southbound lanes to northbound traffic.
Okay.
As I understand it,
yep.
It was a new term for me, but they're not doing that right now. Now, maybe they will at some point, but as of right now, you can still travel southbound if you, for some reason, want to. Towards Miami. The southbound highway lanes are still needed for critical shipments of gasoline and other supplies to South Florida, as well as for emergency vehicles that need to respond as Irma churns closer. And from what I was looking at, the predicted time frame looks like the eye of the storm is expected just outside of Miami sometime early Sunday, like 2 a.m. Sunday. So basically it's going to be a nasty weekend for anybody anywhere in South Florida, essentially beginning like tonight, because this hurricane is a monster. 150
yes.
Winds. It's down to Category 4 at the moment. Winds about 150 miles an hour. And as you pointed out, Daryl, there's another one coming shortly thereafter, although it's predicted to move out into, I think, the Atlantic Ocean at this time.
Okay, because I know the original projected path was it was basically going to follow Irma.
It
and
could still.
Then there's a third one.
Is that right?
In the Gulf of Mexico, Hurricane Katia.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I had no idea about that.
Yeah,
I don't live down there anymore.
Yeah. That one formed the same day as Jose.
Wow.
And it's smaller. And again, it's in the Gulf of Mexico.
Where's that one supposed to go?
I think it's supposed to hit Mexico, but I'm not entirely positive.
Okay.
It's still, like low level, possibly Category 1, might still be tropical, whatever. But still, you've got these three storms that aren't really that far apart hitting places that, are either about to get hit, just got hit, or might wind up being hit again.
So this is like a one in a 500-year something storm?
This Irma, Hurricane Irma, is supposed to be the strongest storm on record. Or at least it was. Now it's not because it's down to a Category 4. But it was at a time, 186 miles per hour.
Right. And that's about when it wound up running over and destroying some Caribbean islands.
Right. Just completely just decimated.
Obliterated them, yeah.
With massive evacuations expected for parts of southern Florida as Hurricane Irma approaches, people hoping to flee the Sunshine State ahead of the powerful storm are finding it's not only a challenge, but also expensive. Gas and hotel rooms prove hard to find, and the governor, Rick Scott, instructed those who are not evacuating outside their home county to only take as much gas as needed and not to top off their tanks, so there'd be enough gas for those who need to travel farther north. Now, this comes back to the gouging discussion we've had over the last couple of weeks off and on here on Free Talk Live. Because of price gouging laws, companies are prevented from raising the price due to demand. Now, I don't know in Florida, if there's a certain percentage by which they can't raise it above or how exactly those rules work, but they have those laws in place in pretty much all the southern states that I'm aware of. Probably in all the states, but I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if New Hampshire has them. I suspect that it does, but I don't know for sure. But, the reason why the governor has to beg people to only get as much gas as needed is because, if gas is at its normal price, then people are going to go ahead and fill their tanks. Mm. They're going to take more than what they need because they can afford it. But if gas is more expensive than it normally is, that makes people think twice before they fill up all the way. Maybe they would just fill up, half the tank to get halfway through Florida or, all the way through Florida or whatever. I don't know how long it takes to get out of there. But probably like 8 or 9 hours.
It largely depends on where you are. If you're all the way down
I'm thinking about
Miami. If you're in the Florida Keys, add 2 hours.
Just to get out of the Keys?
It's 120 miles from Key West to Miami.
Wow. Yes,
West is closer to Havana, Cuba than it is to the mainland United States of America.
That's amazing. So, I would guess it's going to be, because I remember when I left Florida,
I'd say it's probably, you know, if you're all the way at the tip of mainland Florida to the Georgia state line, you're probably looking nine, ten hours.
Yeah, because it was like 4.5
then
hours.
Then add on whatever, you know, time for this traffic jam thing.
Oh, my God,
thing.
Yeah. That's another day right there.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you're stuck in that traffic and you want to
call in,
you want to vent, then we're here for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, credit card hacks on the way.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-940-9829. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-940-9829. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Take control of these airways. We're talking about the disasters that are striking. One of them is Hurricane Irma, but the other one is more of a personal disaster, at least a disaster that could affect you personally as anywhere in the United States, and that is the hack of Equifax. I said credit card hack. I meant credit reporting.
Report. Yeah. And it's not just people in the U.S.
That's right, Canada, too, isn't
that
right?
And the U.K.
So, yeah, over 160 million, I believe, accounts were affected.
CNET says at least 143 million. And again, it could be one of these things of, there's people that they didn't realize were affected when one story came out and then another story found something else.
Yeah, and putting that in perspective, that's like half the population of the U.S. almost, right? 300 million, is it?
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, it's a little more probably than 300 million now, but yes.
About 310.
310 something.
But if you figure the adult population that would have a credit report.
Good point.
Because five-year-olds not going to have a credit report.
Correct. That's true.
Yep, they do make up a percentage of the population, too. A decent percentage.
So, back to the story, though, about Irma. People are trying to get out of Florida, but according to weather.com, traveling out of Florida has become a nightmare as of Thursday, as crowded highways turned usually quick trips into day-long journeys. Mari and Neil Michaud told the AP they loaded their two children and dog into their small sport utility vehicle and left their home near Cocoa Beach around 10 a.m., bound for an impromptu vacation in Washington, D.C. Using a phone app and calls to search for fuel along the way, they finally arrived at a convenience store that had gasoline nearly 5 hours later. The 60-mile trip up I-95 should have taken 1 hour, so it took five times longer than it normally would. So there's your estimate for perhaps getting out of the state. If it took 10 hours to get from Miami to Georgia's line, then you might be looking at a two full day uninterrupted journey just to get out of the state.
Biking might be faster.
Biking might just be faster at that point. You get a little wet,
Dunker, we could have him fly down and then test it out for us.
Dunker's a Free Talk Live listener who moved up this summer, actually early June, from Florida, so he got out way in advance, and he literally did bike all the way up the East Coast from Sebastian, Florida, all the way here to Keene, New Hampshire, where he now lives. We just had breakfast with him this morning,
yes,
as a matter of fact. So, going slow there along the road in Florida, and, quote, there was no gas, and it's gridlock. People are stranded on the sides of the highway. She said it's 92 degrees out, and little kids are out on the grass on the side of the road. No one can help them, she says. Hotels in cities like Atlanta and further north are booked solid with people fleeing Florida. So, that's the other question I asked you guys, if you would leave if you were living in Florida, living in South Florida, where this hurricane is expected to make landfall sometime early, likely Sunday.
This weekend.
Yeah, basically the whole weekend, because the thing is humongous. I mean, so when I say landfall, I mean the eye of the storm. It's going to be pounding Florida away for quite a while before the eye actually does hit. And so I guess my question is, if you can't really get out, is it even worth trying? I mean, unless you have a grandmother or family member who lives in, let's say, Tennessee or South Carolina or something like that, somewhere to go, you're not going to be able to get into a hotel room.
True.
So, like, what do you do?
Sleep
in the Walmart parking lot?
Time to take a trip some other part of the country entirely by plane.
Done that before. I've Walmart parking lots are good. Anything that's open 24 hours a day where there's going to be some lighting is generally a safe place to stop for a nap if you're in a position to where you have to sleep in your car. Travel America's and Pilots also very good because that's where the truckers stop.
Yep.
Those are the, if you've ever traveled on major interstates for, you know, long distance, you've seen these. It's the big truck stop places. Those, again, there's a lot of people. It's lit 24 hours a day. You're not going to get messed with.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, I guess that's a concern, obviously, when people are traveling. But, you know, my main concern would be if you're going to get out, where do you go exactly? And if you are getting out, what's your plan? If you want to share it with us, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Now, before Hurricane Harvey wound up hitting Houston, I saw, because I've got friends that live all over the country, I saw some of my friends that live in North Texas posting on Facebook, if we know each other or you know a friend of mine and you live in Houston and need a place to stay, let me know. So
people are
opening up their houses.
Yeah.
So it's not just, I'm going to drive and no clue where.
Have to hope
where.
To find a hotel. I see what you're saying.
Drive and, you know, somebody's connecting with somebody that connects to somebody.
Right. And I guess some people were using some kind of app. I forget what it was called.
Wouldn't surprise me if, you know, Airbnb has some kind of something set up.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Cell 411, there's couch surfing.
Right.
Mm. You know, there's all kinds of
apps
to find a place to stay.
Right. If you're looking, you should. What you're suggesting here is look outside of the traditional hotel room, right? Because there are these other decentralized room sharing apps out there that if the state of Florida hasn't completely crushed Airbnb out of, you know, business within that state, then presumably that's operating
and
be able to find something.
I've known several people that have used the couch surfing app.
Yep.
And what couch surfing is, unlike Airbnb, to where you say, I'm willing to give you X number of dollars per night for a room, or somebody says, I'm willing to let you stay for X number of dollars. Couch surfing is, I have a room, a couch, you know, floor space, whatever, and you can come and stay. So
no charge?
There is no charge. If you charge, you get kicked off of couch surfing.
So people are just letting people live on their couch just for the hell of it?
A couple of nights.
Interesting.
Have experience. You know, it's generally people that do a lot of traveling themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a
pay it forward thing
of, hey, I'll open up my couch, and if I'm ever in your area, you open up your couch.
Aren't you more likely to get, like, let's say, a derelict kind of, you know, not so good person if you aren't charging at least something for the couch?
I would think so.
I don't know, because, again, the people that I know that have used it, they're not derelicts.
Mm,
you know, they're regular kinds of people.
Callan Diggs was using it when he was
yanking. Well, and there was a guy that I went to high school with that he ran the marathon that happens in Keene every year. He did that a couple years ago, and he used couch surfing for a place to stay the night before the marathon.
It's, you know what it is? It's probably there's a disproportionate number of people who are just, you know, perfectly fine people on it, so it's probably not as likely that you'll end up in that bad situation, even though it happens probably.
And again, there's ratings, so you rate the people, they rate you.
Okay, so that's
helpful.
Yeah.
As long as it's not their first time. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Whatever you want to discuss goes. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services available at Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So go get your free account over at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. It's Ian with you here tonight.
Chris.
And Daryl. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. The only place in the world being affected by terrible things is not Florida. There are other places where people are encountering some bad life circumstances, and Sierra Leone is one of those places. Mustafa is on the line calling us from, I think it's tomorrow where you are. What time is it there in Sierra Leone? Do we have Mustafa? Mustafa, are you there? Well, he's connected, so I don't know what's going on. Sometimes the internet connection between here and there can be a little bit janky as well. So we'll see if we can...
And he may have had to step away for a second.
He may have. We'll see if we can get him back here in a moment. I know he wanted to talk about, I guess, people being sick in Sierra Leone. So we'll see if we can get more details about that. You can share your thoughts with us. We were kind of talking about the experience that people are having trying to leave Florida. Look, if you're trying to leave now, you're probably too late at this point. Like, if you're in Miami and you're just kind of packing up the the van or whatever to get out of town, good luck getting out of there by the time, you know, the storm actually really starts to
kick in. And one of the things, and there's always going to be the person that says, well, why didn't they just leave sooner? Well, with this storm especially, and, you know, the hurricanes in general, it's hard to pinpoint exactly where it's going to hit. It's hard to pinpoint exactly how much rain is going to fall. And then you have life that happens. Because maybe somebody can't wind up leaving on Wednesday when they wanted to. Maybe they had to wait until Friday because they had to wait on that paycheck.
Or, yeah, what if
maybe
they
couldn't wind up taking days off.
Right.
Maybe, you know, there's
all
a whole
of
bunch
things.
Of maybes that you can't always work around.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody from the Northeast, they just don't understand.
Right, but still, people in the Northeast have weather conditions that they have to deal with. Two.
Not as frequent, though, and not as dramatic,
do any of them,
usually.
Yeah, do any of them have... I know Mark was making a big deal about winter the other night on Free Talk Live. Look, winter's a natural disaster. But does anybody ever evacuate because of winter or, like, you know, the things that happen
no,
in the Northeast?
But it's not...
Not really evacuate per se.
Why would you need to evacuate?
Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you do.
Right.
Hold on. There are the snowbirds that just leave in November they know snow is coming.
Right.
They don't want to be around snow,
yeah.
So they leave. That technically counts
as
an evacuation for a period of time to avoid a
but
weather
does it
situation.
Really? Because their life is not in danger by staying.
It's not the same thing.
I never said their life was in danger, but sometimes it is, because if you get one of these really heavy snows that knocks down power lines and powers out for a week and you don't have
a fireplace. If you don't, or somewhere else to go, somebody you know, somebody's house who still has electricity or, you know, gas or whatever, then you will freeze to death in your home.
But
nobody evacuates ahead of a nor'easter.
Some people do.
Okay.
But also, it's easier to shovel snow than it is to shovel flood water.
Right. That's true.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, there are completely different ways to handle things, but people in the Northeast seem to think, by and large, and I know there might be somebody that lives in the Northeast, I'm not talking to that one guy, but, you know, by and large, people in the Northeast tend to think that the world revolves around the Northeast, to where, well,
people think
we deal with snow, and so, therefore, no, it's not everywhere.
People believe that generally. I mean, just that's just a people thing, man. People think that it's all about them.
Yeah.
And it is, in their life.
I think you're right, Ian.
I don't know.
People are very self-centered.
I've lived all over the country, and it
you feel like it's different
to be
here?
More of a Northeastern thing.
And what's the attitude? Can you describe it again?
The world revolves around their part of the, or, you know, like,
you know,
the world revolves around them.
I understand where he's kind of coming from there, and he's probably right.
So, you know, when it snows very infrequently in the South, people in the Northeast are like, it's just 6 inches of snow. I shovel that before I eat my Fruity Pebbles on a Sunday in June. Just suck it up and deal with it.
I'm sorry. I think that same attitude would come out of people from South Florida or whatever. If a hurricane came up...
South Florida is mostly New England because so many people move there from the Northeast.
All right. Well,
but, you know, in Alabama, nobody's like, it's just a tornado. We deal with those all the time before we milk the cow.
There's something to be said about people in the Northeast not being as friendly, I think, even though the people in the Northeast are probably more friendly than other...
I don't agree. People are far more friendly. At least here in New Hampshire, I've found people are far more friendly than where I was in the South.
I'm more
likely, if I'm walking down a street or if I'm in a grocery store or something like that, When I'm dealing with people who I don't know, I'm much more likely to make eye contact, smile, say hello, and even exchange, pleasantries with people in various different places. I'll have people come up to me and just ask me questions about stuff in grocery stores that have, they don't think I work there or anything like that. They're just having a conversation with a neighbor who's shopping somewhere. They don't know who I am. So it's interesting. That was something I noticed very quickly when I moved up here. Now, other people have had the opposite experience, so
yeah,
obviously
you know what it is.
Mileage may vary.
It depends on where you live. I think it still generally applies to the Northeast, but if you look at the cities, it's definitely more populated areas.
Yeah, that's probably true.
If you look more at the towns, and I've lived in towns in the Northeast.
So, people in Boston will behave differently, for instance.
Yeah, and if you look at the towns, I think even the towns, you don't necessarily have that same kind of communication with your neighbor that you do in other parts of the country. And it's not to say that I think my experience from what I've been told about people who've lived elsewhere, like in Berlin, for example.
Berlin, New Hampshire?
No, Berlin, Germany, actually.
Okay.
The people in the Northeast, at least in the towns, were a lot more friendly.
People in the Northeast of the United States compared to Germany.
In towns, yeah. More in the, not in the cities. But so I probably suspect that that's probably true even for the cities.
Just because they're smaller cities?
No, not necessarily because they're smaller cities. Just because the Northeast is kind of laid back to a degree.
Some people say the Northeast is stuck up.
Well, okay, it depends on who you compare it to. I mean, if you're comparing to, say, Britain, right? I mean, you want to talk about stuck up Britain, that's Britain.
Is that right? I've never been there.
Well, that's...
Nor have I.
But I've watched enough...
It's a stereotype of Britain.
British YouTube stuff to where I know... Yeah, they're kind of stuck up.
All right, so more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts. Let's go to David. He's calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mr. Freeman and company. This is my query today. Mr. Cantwell, noted
he's
racist,
not on the
et
show,
cetera, et cetera. Do you ever be concerned or worried that your, I don't know the word, I will say, what? I don't know what word to use. It's on Free Keen. It's talked about on Free Talk Live. Do you ever concern yourself that maybe you're proliferating racism by having him as somebody?
No,
I would say
of course not.
Being a proponent of him, maybe that's not the right word.
No.
Me.
By
Where'd
having
you get that idea.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want, you can hang on, David. We can bring you back to talk about it. The toll free number here tonight is 855-450 free like freedom. No, by putting Christopher Cantwell on the air is in no way an endorsement or promotion of racism, especially because we debunk the ideas anytime Cantwell brings them up. There's more coming up, though. Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com. Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. and you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. People trying to desperately to escape from Florida. Traffic's backed up. What was supposed to be an hour-long journey for one family took 5 hours. And that's just the beginning leg of their journey. That was just to go and get the gas before they hit the road, basically. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Chris, and Daryl.
We can continue to discuss that disaster. And also, we haven't even gotten into the story about the 100+ million pieces of private information that may have been hacked at the credit union Equifax. We'll tell you about that on the way here tonight. But we're going back to your calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Its fees are low and transactions are quick. It can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. So find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue, we'll take your calls. David in Keene, New Hampshire, had called in asking us about Christopher Cantwell, who's a former host here on Free Talk Live. Then he revealed that he was a racist, and we kicked him off the air. And David, you were... Are you with us there, David?
I'm here.
Okay, and you were calling to ask if we thought that putting Chris on the air, because we've had him on from jail recently, as of last weekend, he called in to update us on what was going on with him. And then prior to that, after the Charlottesville controversy that first kind of rocketed him into international infamy. So we've had him on to kind of talk about this stuff, but more specifically what's been happening to him rather than his racist beliefs. But either way, even if Chris does bring up his racism, then we always bat it right down and we point out that racism is a terrible idea and that we need to look at people individually. You all right there?
Oh, I didn't know I was, like, within mic range.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I was stretching.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right, that's good.
Okay. Thought you might be indisposed at the moment and coming out sideways.
Sorry.
Because okay. I've had that happen before.
You've been on the radio making funny noises?
No, I've had one come out sideways.
Okay, gotcha. So, David, go ahead.
My concern is, don't you think that, I mean, you could say bad things about him. He's not a nice guy.
He says
himself, and you have often said, bad press is good press. And maybe, did it ever think to you that this, I mean, being on Free Keen, being on the radio, will proliferate him more than it will discourage people?
I think there's very little that I can do with my media platforms, which are not the largest in the world.
Radio stations, right?
Yeah, 170 thereabouts, but not all of them carry. Not all of them carry every moment of the show all week long. But regardless, Free Talk Live's footprint is relatively minimal. But even if it wasn't, even if we were, the number one show in the United States, again, to me, the ideas of liberty are so strong, and the idea of individualism and freedom and peace, that these ideas are so good, they're so strong that any amount of claptrap like racism is not going to stand up to them. So I'm not worried about having a discussion about those matters. And I'm also not worried about, promoting Christopher Cantwell, because ultimately what's happening to Chris is not okay. They're basically keeping him as a political prisoner there in
Virginia.
Well, see,
that's you upping him.
It's me pointing out what is not just my opinion, but a number of people who are Chris's critics have looked at his situation. Like some of his harshest critics, Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, for instance, James Davis, who's a regular supporter of Free Talk Live and a caller, and one of the bloggers at Freaking.
Has he even said anything like racist on the air?
Oh, quite a bit.
Chris
is a racist.
No, I mean on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. When he's called into the show? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, that's his personality. So, like, pretty much any time you talk to Chris, he's going to put some sort of racist claptrap out there.
I listened to the show afterward when he called in the other week, I don't recall really hearing, being racist. I mean, it's mostly about
When we kept it to just his, jail situation, he kept most of the racist stuff out of that. But generally, if you talk to Chris for more than 10 minutes... you're going to hear something.
I've talked to him before in person and a few times, but I don't really ever recall him ever. I mean, I know on his own show he does, but I don't know. Like to say you're promoting it, Free Talk Live is promoting it, just seems to be a bit of a stretch.
Gerald, did you want to jump in?
Yeah. So I want to clarify something on the political prisoner statement.
Yeah.
The people, especially his critics, they're not saying that the charges against him are politically motivated.
No.
They're pointing out that the lack of bail because of things that he has said is politically motivated.
Right, and they're also not pointing out the people who are even his critics. They're not taking a position on whether or not Chris was, or maybe some of them are, but generally they... they're going to allow the justice system, as bad as it might be, to come up with a decision here
right.
as far as did Chris attack somebody or was he attacked?
He wasn't charged with attacking someone. He was charged with using pepper spray in violation of Virginia law.
So just having pepper spray violates the Virginia law?
I don't think having it violates
using,
the law,
using
but
it,
using
it even in self-defense violates the law?
I read the statute.
I'm gonna jump off, y'all, but,
all right, thanks, David. Thanks for the call.
I read the statute, yeah. And the statute does not say anything about assault, aggression, defense,
yeah.
any of
wow.
that. Just using
They've
it.
They've got him then.
Is there not maybe another law that makes it a defense?
I don't know.
I've not read all of the Virginia yeah. statutes, but I've read the statute
right.
that he was charged with violating.
Right, but see, I would think there's so many laws that get
yes,
passed.
Yes, there
like,
are so many laws.
Virginia's
that
a police state. It's one of the worst.
Surprise me. Okay, maybe not Virginia, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised if in other states they had a separate body of legislation that
it could be.
But
I don't know.
Maybe, but
right,
even
but,
still, and I've used this example
yeah.
for other people. There are some cities where it is a violation of city ordinance to discharge a firearm in the city. Doesn't matter if somebody breaks into your house and then you shoot them.
You violated the ordinance.
You violated the ordinance. You're not going to be charged See, with, you know, manslaughter that, or, you know, whatever other thing,
like
but you would be charged with violating the ordinance.
It would seem to me like it would still be a defense, regardless of whether or not there's a law explicitly making it a defense, right? Like,
you could try using it as
a
defense.
Wrong. I don't know. You tell me what you think.
Just like, and let's use the jaywalking thing, because that's something you're charged with. If you're being chased by bears.
Yeah.
And you run across the street when it doesn't say cross, you've
right.
technically violated the jaywalking
right.
ordinance. You could use the excuse I was running from bears,
I mean,
and
potentially,
a
anyway.
Judge might wind up saying, oh, well, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Dismissed.
That could happen. Yeah.
But the statute itself does not
right.
have any kind of exemption for self-defense.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you could be right, Chris, on that speculation, but I mean, Daryl's the one who has actually read the
right,
statute
right,
in
right.
question, and so regardless, though, so
I mean,
even if
the law is not logical, right? So it doesn't, you know, just because we would think that it shouldn't be the case because it's not right or moral or ethical or whatever, doesn't mean that the law is going to
you know
see it the same way or.
But regardless, the process, whether or not he violated the law, and as far as pepper spray is concerned, we know he had it. It was on video.
Right.
He's admitted to that.
Yeah.
But as far as the process goes, he's still innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
And anybody else who's been charged with assault or something like that, anybody else who's gotten into a brutal fight is going to be given bail conditions in almost every circumstance, unless they have a particularly violent criminal history.
And Chris does not have that. Or
right.
if they live in another state and they're considered a flight risk.
And isn't that what Chris said? He said the first judge wasn't having any of it.
That's correct.
Chris initially.
He was given a $25,000 bail, and then later in the same day.
Which is also excessive.
They appealed it. Well, I don't know. We'd have to compare
$25,000. Not that really. That's not a lot when you're charged with three
felonies. Yeah.
Okay.
Three felonies. It could cost him 60 years.
Well, still seems like a lot to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not cheap, obviously, but you know, a lot is generally considered
$25 million
or $1 million or more. I think 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airways. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.